Welcome into the Inside the NFL Prospects podcast series. I'm Jack Borowski, joined here alongside my co-host Brian Sternberg. On this episode, we are fortunate to have on former FIU linebacker Sage Lewis. Sage just capped off a great college career and looks to be one of the top linebackers in the upcoming NFL draft. Sage, thanks for joining us on the podcast.
Thank you guys for joining me.
Now, Sage, I want to start talking about the offseason. In particular, let's start with the Tropical Bowl. What was that experience like for you?
It was a great opportunity being around some of the nation's best players and just going out there and being able to compete.
And Sage, when we talk about the NFL draft is coming up in a couple, actually a month away, what has the pre-draft process been like for you, and who's been helping you along this journey?
Mainly my mom and my agent. Been training very hard, training down here at Bomberitos in Miami. Great facility. Feel like he's prepping me to be the best I can be when it comes to pro day.
In particular, Sage, what have you been working on specifically in order to improve, for whether it be testing numbers for that eventual pro day, whenever hopefully it may be? What are you working on in particular?
I would say definitely speed. Speed is everybody. Change of direction, explosiveness, becoming more stronger, working on my coverage skills, everything.
And Sage, earlier on, we had your teammate James Morgan on the podcast also. He's a very talented quarterback. So going up against him in practice, how has that helped your development as a player?
I would definitely say the competition brings out the best of us. So every day in practice, I mean, we basically was the tone setters for the practice. And if we came out with low energy, I mean, that's how the practice was going to go. So we always try to lead by example and just carry out the intensity through all periods. It's a great player.
Sage, having maybe the most experience on your Panther roster last season, how did you take on a leadership role on that defense?
Not only leading by action, but more so leading more vocally. I felt like the guys needed to hear my voice more and gain more trust. I would definitely say that's how I improved my leadership skills. And I feel like the guys bought in. We came up short a couple of times, but that's football.
And Sage, just this past season as a middle linebacker, you had three interceptions. What do you think allowed you to come up with so many takeaways?
Just trusting the scheme. I would say definitely trusting the scheme and just coming to the realization whatever you do in practice is going to happen in the game. And I felt like that was a huge thing I worked on in practice. And they came. And even through every other position and all the other takeaways that we got, we were huge on getting a minimum of three takeaways in practice, and if we did it, there was a repercussion. So that definitely helped us be successful in what we were trying to accomplish.
At FIU, Sage, you had a coach in Butch Davis. What was it like playing under him throughout your collegiate career?
I mean, he's legendary. I mean, you'll come to find out that he has a story for every situation. And as a coach, that's what you would like. So you don't go into things in the dark and things like that, of that nature. So I definitely feel like having him as a coach and even more so as a leader, that was a huge plus on our part, because nowadays there's a lot of young coaches who's still trying to make their way and learn their way around this coaching business when we had a legendary coach, Isaac Butch Davis.
And Sage, 2015, you redshirted. A lot of the athletes we interview sometimes go down the road of redshirting. For you, how did that help your development as a player?
I would say it wasn't the easiest. It definitely wasn't the easiest. Coming into college, you know, you have the hype of course, wanting to play, and your family come to the games, and it hurts for them and even for you to see you on the bench and stuff like that. But I mean, at the end of the day, it's all about trusting the process and realizing what's best for your future. And to this day, I'm still happy that I got the opportunity to redshirt, because I was able to see things in fast emotion. So to the point when it was my time to actually go in, I was fully ready. And while I was redshirting, I was they allowed me to practice with the one. So I always felt like my time was coming.
With redshirting, then, did you work on anything specifically? Like, were the coaches, Davis and your linebacking coach, did they tell you, all right, we want you to work on this during that redshirt period? Or was it more, all right, just get acclimated to the college game?
Yeah, basically just get more acclimated to the college game. I mean, I had all the physical traits, and of course I wasn't perfect, but one of the main reasons I redshirted is because we had a great linebacker, Anthony Wynn, Trayvon Williams, who played at FIU. And it was just in my best situation to just soak the game in from them and learn from their mistakes and be an even better player.
And Sage, in your career at FIU, you totaled 306 tackles. That's third most all-time at FIU. What does that feel like? And is that giving you any momentum going into the NFL draft?
Yeah, a little bit. I'm fully grateful of what I was able to accomplish in college. But I mean, going into the league, that's a whole nother monster, and you can't carry behind your college stats to the NFL. So, I mean, I feel like I'm kind of starting over again. I mean, it's crazy how you go to the NFL, you're a rookie again. I mean, you're a freshman. You have a lot to prove. So that's what I'm aiming to accomplish.
At FIU, Sage, last season, you guys game against Miami. Take me throughout that entire week leading up to probably the biggest game of your guys' season. And then what was that game day experience and feeling like when you guys played the Hurricanes?
It's crazy. Actually, 2 weeks. I mean, we were coming off of a bye week. And, I mean, everything, you know, normally a lot of teams choose to take bye weeks off and things like that. The intensity isn't as hype. But we knew what we wanted to set out and accomplish during that bye week, and working on fundamentals and just getting back to the game of football and taking away the scheme of things and things of that sort. So, I mean, the bye week we went through, it was a great week of practice, and we really felt comfortable with where we were at. We knew we were going to get better, and coming in that Sunday for the official game week, I mean, everybody was really focused. Everybody, like I said, we had a goal that we had in mind, and we wanted to accomplish it. Going through game day, I mean, it was, emotions were high. It was unreal. I still drive past the stadium to this day and still get chills from it. It was a huge game. Everybody trusted the process. Everybody trusted in each other, and great results came from it.
And Sage, let's go back to your high school days. Can you talk a little bit about your high school career and what went into your decision to enroll at FIU?
It was just staying close to family and wanting my family to see me play. High school was great. I went to a small private school. It wasn't the best of football, but I was still thankful for the things I learned and the structure that I was able to go through. My college decision, I mean, it was great. No looking back. And I'm happy I made that decision.
Sage, getting to FIU, what went into your decision to then major in administrations and management? And overall, based off that, another follow-up would be, obviously, next goal, NFL. But afterwards, what are your career aspirations?
So my major is actually hospitality and tourism. And, what I would like to do with that is hospitality and tourism, specifically culinary arts. And I mean, I love cooking. I'm into the cooking field. And of course, alongside football, I would love to take my talent and open up a restaurant, manage a restaurant, and be around the hospitality business.
And Sage, when did you develop that interest in the culinary?
I would say around middle school days, during the summer, while my mom was at work, I would watch the cooking channels and just I was always fascinated in food for some reason. Watching Man vs. Food and things like that, and just learning how to cook. My mom, grandma, teaching me how to cook, and yeah, I just, to be honest, I really wasn't interested in anything else. So I felt like cooking and football was my two things that I love. So that's what I chose to pursue.
And do you have a favorite dish to make, Sage?
Not really. I mean, I love a steak, a good steak. I mean, I love pasta. Gotta stay away from carbs now, though.
And Sage, when you're not on the field, is there any activities that you like to do with your teammates, like play Madden, play 2K, anything like that?
Yeah, I would say it gets crazy when it comes to Madden. We're huge Madden players. And we love to shop, go out and shop. I love working out. Definitely love working out. And I would mainly say Madden. I mean, we can play Madden till the sun goes down.
Who would you say is the best Madden player on the FIU roster?
Myself. I would definitely say myself.
And Sage, a hypothetical question I like to ask every athlete we interview is, if you could be trained by one player currently in the NFL or retired, who would it be and why?
Woo, I would say Ray Lewis. I would say Ray Lewis because not only does he have it in the weight room or on the field, he has the mentality and he has it in his mind that he's, you get what I'm saying? That he can do anything he puts his mind to. And I feel like that's the most important thing. And when you have that in mind, you can accomplish a lot of things. So I would definitely say Ray Lewis. I've looked up to his game pretty much all my life, his mentality. I try to model my game after him.
That mentality is such an important aspect of football. In addition to the on-field production, a lot of teams focus on who you are as a person. For you, Sage, scouts and GMs are going to be talking a lot to you throughout this pre-draft process, as even leading up to the day of the draft. What would you want them, or just people in general who are listening to this, to know about who you are off the field and what teams are going to be getting in yourself in the locker room?
I would definitely say I'm a hard worker, and I fought through adversity all my life. I know what it feels like to not have. I know what it feels like to want for. I know what it feels like to be overlooked. I would definitely say a hard worker. I love to put my head down and work. That's talking, more working. You have a guy who can grow and to be a leader on the team, but also respect the veterans that has put in the work and has did their due diligence. I would definitely say a brother. A great teammate, most importantly, someone who's a hard worker. I feel like that's the most important when it comes down to it, because I feel like a lot of guys feel like they reached their pinnacle and don't feel like they have to work hard as they did when they were trying to achieve it. And me, I'm always hungry for more. I'm always wanting to be more successful and whatever is in store for the program, I'm with it.
And Sage, do you feel like you play your game similar to any player in the NFL, or you emulate your game after them?
To be honest, the player, I would say Reuben Foster. I definitely feel like he has that hard-nosed linebacker style play that I love. But he can also do it all and drop into coverage and things like that. So I would definitely say Reuben Foster. I really look up to Bobby Wagner. Just like I say, he still has that hard-nosed run attack. But also, you see him intercepting the ball and taking things 95 yards, stuff like that. So I would definitely say at the head, it would be Bobby Wagner. I really love this game. I really love it. Hope to meet him one day.
Yeah, Wagner's definitely a great one to have. A question we think is important in talking about the future of the FIU program. We're going to make you choose one. Is there a freshman or sophomore who hasn't gotten that media attention yet, but has stood out to you as someone who should be on draft radars pretty soon?
Only a freshman and sophomore?
It could be a junior as well.
I would say Jeremiah Holliday. Jeremiah Holliman. He's a transfer from Georgia receiver. He was ineligible last year because of the transfer, but he's full go this year.
And Sage, for a last question, for any rising high school football player, what is the best piece of advice you could give to them?
The best advice I would be is to, first off, make your decision. Don't make your decision in coming to a school based off anybody. At the end of the day, you're going to have to live with your decision, not anybody else. When it comes to college, I would definitely say trust in the process. And if you do have to redshirt, don't look at it as a negative thing. Look at it as a positive thing. And just go out and play. Always respect your coaches. Try to stay out of trouble on campus. I was one of them guys who you never had to worry about on campus, off the field. Never got into any trouble. And when it comes to the NFL, that's what they look at. They look at your character. Be an in-building guy. Like I say, spend as much time in the building. So at the end of the day, when scouts come and ask about you, the building loves you. Respect everybody, especially when it comes down to the custodians. Everybody, you want your name good at every place. You don't want anybody to have to say anything bad about you, because when the scouts come, they're not going to lie for you. They're going to tell the absolute truth about your character. I would definitely say film. Film is essential. I know when I was in high school, we really didn't watch film like that. I don't know how it is. And today's high school football, I'm pretty sure it's more advanced, stuff like that with huddle. But I would say film is very important. At the end of the day, each level you go up, of course, talent matters, but it becomes more of a chess game, a mental game. So the more film you watch, it will be more essential. And it comes down to breaking down plays and stuff like that. But I would say, man, for the high school players coming up, just trust yourself, work hard, and results will come.
Great way to end it there, Sage. We really appreciate your time, and best of luck leading up to the draft.
All right. Thank you, guys.